就是说是我对这个情况的记忆。
我知道那些节目都是很多都是编
的，就是纽约来。
Shortly after that, Congress was supposed.
常在国会里头要想跟议员见。
刚刚迫害的时候，你也知道那。
1999年10月28日，在北京郊外一家宾馆的这间会议室里，一个由中国大陆法轮功学员主持召开的新闻发布会正在秘密举行。在座的是美联社、路透社、法新社和纽约时报等西方主要媒体的驻京记者，他们是在当天接到通知后被辗转带到这个地方的。
2 days before I had been filming on Tiananmen Square andGot caught, managed to hide the tape in my underwear as usual, and was threatened by the police to be kicked out of the country if I did any more Falun Gong. And this was just 2 days later, so I did feel a bit nervous, but mostly excited. And
西方记者不寻常的经历和感受源自于此刻中国对法轮功的严酷打压和对相关信息的严密封锁。
Falun Gong members gathered in and around.
7月20日之后，法轮功学员的大规模持续上访，使镇压事件成了国际社会的关注焦点。虽然从自由、人权、法律的角度出发，西方社会普遍对在中国发生的这场强制镇压表示关注，但人们此刻对这个修炼群体还没有太多的了解。不少媒体在报道中引用了中国官方的负面说法。这给正在四处奔走、积极寻求和平解决危机的海内外法轮功学员们造成了巨大的压力。
We went and we visited the founder of this human rights organization, and a mature gentleman in his 70s, you know, who we were really looking forward to. And at the meeting, after speaking to him for a half hour, because his first instinct, well, what do you want?You know, and I told him the story that had happened with the person at the hearing. And he said, well, to be quite honest with you, we're very sympathetic to your human rights, because that's our business, you know. But he said, personally, we think you're a bunch, people like, let me take that back, people like myself think you're a bunch of kooks. And the word kooks in America, to me, was like somebody weird or unusual.He had never met anybody before, one-on-one, a practitioner, but he had heard things. So I think one of the biggest things we learned was that we've got to get out in front of people and meet as many people as we can.
1999年10月28日的北京新闻发布会就是在这种背景下召开的。
那么我作为一个修炼人，按照真善忍的标准，也应该讲真话。